Boy, it is a stormy Tuesday morning so far. Braving the elements to come in here safe and sound and dry. It's Janelle Tipp and the Dundas City Administrator. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see some rain.
Yeah.
I imagine Dundas probably needed rain like we do.
Absolutely. We're not. Even though it's a great little town, we're not exempt from the drought situation going on in the greater metropolitan and state area. So, yeah, we're glad to have it.
All right. You have you had a council meeting last night at the City Hall Chambers at Dundas City Hall, the new Dundas City Hall. What were the highlights for you?
Well, it was an active evening. The EDA met from 6:30 to 7. They had three items on their agenda. The first was just to adopt their budget for next year. Next year, 2022, will be the first time the EDA levies dollars for economic development activities. And they had seen it before, but they just needed to take, formal action on it to send it on to the city council.
Now, the formula they'll be using for that is that, I'm sure that's probably outlined in some type of state code. So do they have a pretty good idea of what the income, the revenue is going to be from that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all based on a formula, like you said, set forth in state statute based on tax capacity and based on Rice County's estimates of our tax capacity. We anticipate that we will be able to levy $37,800.
Okay. Well, that's a little chunk of change.
So yes,
that's
going
to be adding up, and that's to attract some business. And you have some areas of the town which I'm sure would be very attractive to some businesses.
Yes. So the second thing on their agenda last night was to consider a draft of a business subsidy policy. Business subsidies, again, are regulated by state statute, and so we need to adopt criteria by which we will consider applications for any subsidies from the city. Say, for example, a business wants their taxes abated for a period of time if they were to build on a certain piece of property or come to the city. We can't do that unless the council has adopted this business subsidy policy. So they saw the draft of it. We'll hold a public hearing on September 13th, and the city council will consider that final policy at that time.
All right. Okay, that's the second. You said there were three?
There were three things. I had attended a meeting in Rice County, or down in Faribault, at the request of Rice County with a bunch of other administrators from across the county, administrators and community development staff. The county is proposing a tax abatement policy for single-family and multifamily new construction. And we were all asked to go back to our respective elected bodies and, get their feelings about such a policy and if the cities would individually also participate in a tax abatement scenario for the new construction of single family and multifamily housing.
Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tepin is with us. As far as the EDA, do you have like a board chair there or a leader of that? Or is that you? Is that the mayor?
The EDA, when they reprised themselves earlier this year, they selected, the chair, or I don't know if it's called the president and vice president and secretary. So the mayor was selected to be the president of the EDA. I think I'm the secretary. And they've talked about how over time they might transition members of the community or business members into seats of the Economic Development Authority, but just, you know, initially they wanted themselves to be that body. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about the EDA recommends a policy to the city council, they're the same people.
Okay.
But it's the process that we have to go through.
Yeah, and having the council is experienced with going through the motions and stuff, as you had mentioned, adopting the state codes and everything. So get that straight, and then we'll see where that leads.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. We're talking about last night's Dundas City Council meeting. What else went on?
Then we moved to the regular meeting at 7 p.m. And the only thing that was on the regular agenda was for them to consider my compensation increase because they had held my performance review on the previous meeting on August 9th. So, you know, just kind of a housekeeping item.
Okay.
They set my compensation accordingly, and everything's good.
Did you get a raise?
I did get a raise.
All right. Well, congratulations. And all that, by the way, is public record. So
absolutely.
We won't make you go through it here, but anybody can look that up if they would like.
They can call me if they would like.
All right.
Happy to share that.
Anything else going on in Dundas outside the meeting?
So then the very last thing that the council considered or talked about was our proposed 2022 general fund budget. And this was the third time they've seen it. We've kind of, you know, made some adjustments to some capital projects, kind of pushed them out to lower that tax rate. And we'll bring that back for their consideration on September 13th. They have to adopt that by September 30th. The levy is set. It can only go down between September and December. It can't go up after they set that preliminary levy.
All right.
That's it.
Sounds good. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in with
Thanks
that report.
For having
we
me.
Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will.
That is Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator.